Good afternoon. Well, I guess I wasn't really prepared to talk, but like they say in the Army, you get a jump, you get a jump. Okay, hi, my name is Louis, and I'm 36 years old. I'm a Gulf War veteran, and I also serve in Yugoslavia as a peacekeeper. Today, I'm suffering from PTSD, post-traumatic syndrome disorder, and I'm also suffering from multiple sclerosis due to exposures in the Gulf. That's what they say, okay? I joined the Army in 1983. I served in Europe, in Germany. And in 1990, the Europe was, the Berlin Wall came down, and East-West Germany was one big country, but again, so that's when Iraq started. Like most of you know, the Gulf War started in the beginning of August 1990. Me and Frank were in a unit in an infantry battalion in Germany, first response to be shipped out anywhere in the world. Okay, so we were sent to the Saudi Arabia in December 1990 to the end of the war, March 91. Our job was to basically, we were stationed in Doha, Qatar. That's about 300 kilometers from Kuwait City. And we were protecting airplanes, F-18s and stuff like that. And also doing security for anti-terrorists for airports. We were vaccinated, okay? We took pills, like Louise told. So basically, the war finished, and the biggest threat, I guess, was the chemical warfare. We were trained as infantry soldiers to fight in trench, which we never did, and I'm really happy. But the threat was chemical warfare. And when I came back, I was really in shape, man. I was running 20 kilometers, running marathon teams and stuff before I went to war. When I got back, 2 weeks later, I had major surgery in my kidneys. They told me, you had kidney stones. Okay. So I was young, you know, 23, 24. They cut me open from the stomach to the back. They did what they told me. They took the stones out of my kidneys. And the way I go, it took 2 years to get back to my unit because I wasn't fit to go back. So they put me in the office in Ottawa, and I could be recovering at the hospital. Then when I was recovering in 1993, I was sent to a unit in Calgary, Alberta, and I was sent to Yugoslavia as a peacekeeping mission. And I did my six-month tour in 1994. When I got back, I had enough. I was losing it, so I got out of the Army beginning of 95. And I was always tired, you know, and looking. If, let's say, I'm looking at you, I could see you three times, okay? My sight was really weird, and I was always tired. And my rashes, they were like bug spray. My skin would be always red. And so I started to worry, and I called the government, you know. I was out of the military, and I say, look, I'm sick, you know, and I think it's because of the Gulf War. You know, there was a lot of people in the States, and like my friend told you, the internet came on, so we could all plug each other and get connections all around the world of veterans or other civilians that were involved in the Gulf War, journalists or whatever. And just to make it fast, the year 2000, I was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I was falling down all the time. I was only 34. Well, 2 years ago, anyway. I was starting to fall down all the time at my civilian job, and then they had to stop me from working. So today, I'm a painter. I'm an artist painter. I've been painting since 7 years now, since I left the Army, and that really helped me normalize my life, because the trouble in the war is... you know, like you'll say, well, you were in the Army, you know, that's your job. And you're right, it was my job. But the thing I didn't know when I was younger is I didn't think I was going to go to war because nobody had a war since Korea. So I was like, wow, man, you can be in the Army 20 years, come out at 37 and get a nice pension and travel all around the world. So, hey, and then I went to school, and when I was in the military, I took a course in Germany when I was stationed at the Collège Hansik, giving me night courses in psychology and all that. So, hey, man, I made it made, you know. But then, like I said, in the 90s, the war came, and that totally destroyed me. And I was one of the four best corporal in my unit. And suddenly one day I woke up and said, that's it, I got enough, I'm coming back to Montreal. But just today, I'm kind of pissed off because I have the proof. I have doctors at McGill, you know, that telling me, neurolog who's telling me that it's possible that you were involved, because the Gulf War was the most toxic battlefield ever. I mean, you have everything, the medication in you, the fuel outside, the chemical, and the Americans sold chemical warfare to Iraq from 85 to 89 to fight against Iran. So basically, 91, the Americans bombed their own depot of chemical, and we're all stuck in the desert. So today, if you're trying to tell the government that, they say, oh, no, it's all in your heads, man. And we'll never know. I don't think we'll ever know what really happened. We know what happened, but they'll never say it. And today we're all sick, and that's about it, what I have to say with the war. That's it. There's other stuff in life.
Thank you very much, Lee. I want to mention to you the exhibition that Lee and François are holding.
Yeah. And it's in Montreal, and it's between the 25th of June and the 30th of June. The vernissage is on the Thursday, the 27th. And me and François, I'm the painter. He works as he builds meubles, okay, construction.
Furniture,
antiques. And we've decided to do this exposition, and we're going to give a part of our sale to the Red Cross to help the children of the war. So, because the children are the most victims and all that, you know. I've seen 12 years old with AK-47 running around the street, you know. I mean, you got to do something with that, you know. We have to.
So if somebody wants to come at the exposition on this card on the website, you have all the information. Sorry, it's in French, but you're going to find it. It's right, Expo for Kids of War.
Golf, not
and
Kids
you can
of War.
See also Louise's picture, and that's it. You're all invited. Welcome.
Yes, please make it a point to go and encourage them, and also take the business cards that are left on the chairs.